Psalm 149, the call to the inhabitants of Jerusalem to praise God and to honour their obligation to be Yahweh's instrument in executing vengeance on the nations. Some suggest this is a late psalm from the period of the Maccabees, when they were really, they'd been under oppression of, they'd been under a foreign leader, ruler from Iran, from Persia for a long time, and now they got a they got a little bit of kind of half thing, and then under the Ptolemies, and now under the, and they have been crushed. So there's a very strong sense of needing to fight to be free, and that's what this psalm seems to pick up. So that's a likely time for it, I think. So that's the 2nd century BC. Verse 1, praise Yah. They've all started like that, as you've noticed, the last few. Hallelujah. Sing to Yahweh a new song. New song always means to celebrate a new event. Now, it might be the conquering of the battles that were won by the Maccabees, I don't know. But sing a new song, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. It's a hymn for the faithful ones, and we've done it often, the Hasidim, who oppose the oppressor, and we're going to see in verse 6, with a two-edged sword in their hand, and as sons of Zion, sons of Jerusalem, seen as a political force with a history of the dynastic ruling of their own people, Judah, and David and so on. That's verse 2. So there's it's a militaristic psalm. They defend Jerusalem with their life, these Hasidim. The expression, the assembly of the Hasidim, which you've got here, occurs only here and in the first book of Maccabees, which is another little hint that maybe at that time this was a phrase that was being used. Because the first book of Maccabees is the story of the Maccabees. And there you find in chapter 2, verse 42, there united them with them an assembly of the faithful, or a company of the Hasidim, if you want to translate that way. Mighty warriors of Israel who offered themselves willingly for the Torah. There are echoes here of the trouble faced by the Jews who were attempting to rebuild the city walls after the return from the exile. So that could be behind it, or that might even be the origin of it. And then it was adapted for a later situation. Quite possible. But when they came back from Persia, 520 BC, they want to rebuild the temple, but they're having quite a trouble doing it. Here's Nehemiah telling the story, middle 5th century, chapter 4, verse 17. Each laboured on the work with one hand, and with the other held a weapon. That's a kind of history. Now we're into history, so they were putting bricks down with one hand, but the other had to hold a sword because it was constant skirmishing against them. So, thanks to Yahweh, the Hasidim have been part of a new victory against their oppressors. Sing a new song in the assembly of the Hasidim. Something's happened. And the rest of those are about singing a new song to God because his right arm has brought victory, etc. Just to give you the feel of that. Well, verse 2. So verse 1 again is, praise Yah, sing to Yahweh a new song, his praise in the company of the Hasidim, or the assembly of the faithful ones. Verse 2, let Israel be glad in its maker, let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the poor, not economically poor. The poor are those who recognize their need and look to Yahweh for protection and care and love and victory and salvation. So they're humble and recognize their dependence on Yahweh. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy as they rest. Is this a victory question? Is this a sword dance, suggested by some authors? A ritual celebration of victory in battle and done to a dance? Likely. Hand to hand, let the sword fall twice, thrice. It's a sword for killing, a sword for great slaughter. It's made for flashing, it's polished for slaughter. Attack to the right, engage to the left, wherever your edge is directed. Sounds like a choreography of some kind of a sword dance in Ezekiel. Is this picking it up here? Praise his name with dancing, etc. For he adorns the poor with victory. Let the faithful, the Hasidim, exult in glory and sing for joy as they rest. Verse 6. Let the praises of God be in their throats and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations. Persia, Babylon, Assyria.
Greece.
And punishment on the peoples to bind their kings with fetters and their nobles with fetters of iron. It was said to you of old, but I say to you, love your enemies. Don't love them like hug them and invite them home for a 21st birthday party with your kids. He means love means do good to them. Don't let them corrupt you so that you reply to them the way they're acting to you, or the whole thing spirals into chaos. Stay as you are. This is the honour for his faithful ones. Praise Yah. Matthew 26. Agony in the garden. Jesus said to him, that's Simon, put your sword back into its place. Those who take the sword will perish by the sword. It was said to you of old, but I say to you. And Revelations 1:16 uses the metaphor of the two-edged sword of Jesus' words. From his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining with full force. The two-edged sword that cuts between the, what is right and wrong, shade and light, darkness, etc.